Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Burns and Gambo, the 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing, proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals. 4 o'clock reset.
And away we go with the top stories of the day here on the Burns and Gambo show. It's a little ditty we like to call the 4 o'clock reset here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. We start with the Phoenix Suns. They're in Dallas tonight taking on the Mavericks after trouncing the Spurs yesterday.
6:30 game.
Yes. That seemed to really surprise you earlier.
I'm not used to 6:30 games.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got to break out of your routine every now and then, Gambo. 6:30 tip time. You'll hear it here on Arizona Sports. It's, of course, a return to Dallas for the first time since last year's postseason. They didn't win a game in Dallas during last year's postseason.
Some emotion still, I would imagine, just because that's a place where we didn't play that well in the playoffs. But we're a bit different as a team from injuries, personnel. So are they. We'll try to do our best in a pretty cool environment and try to get a win before we go home.
Suns have the best record in the Western Conference. The Mavs have the 10th best record in the Western Conference right now.
Yeah, no Dwayne Washington tonight.
Correct.
The Phoenix Suns. No Chris Paul still. No Cam Johnson. But
No Torrey Craig.
Yep. But no Dwayne Washington added to the injury report for Phoenix.
Christian Wood is also questionable with a non-COVID illness for the Mavs.
He's been questionable ever since like the first week of the season for them. Hasn't played very well.
Seemed to be a very questionable addition to their roster. Mikal Bridges, however, will play in his 333rd consecutive NBA game after a scare against the Rockets, then a great performance yesterday against the Spurs.
What a blessing it was to be able to win like this, and he didn't have to play heavy minutes tonight. That gives him more time to heal. When the soreness comes up or whatever comes up from an injury standpoint, I want to protect him, as I do all the guys. But once I got the clearance that he was okay, it's like, all right, go, because I know you want to be out there.
133-95, the final yesterday.
Remember who has the record for the most games played in the NBA? I think I do.
No, I don't.
Because I think he played for the Suns.
I think I know.
AC Green?
AC Green. I'm pretty sure it's him.
I think it's AC Green. I think it's AC Green.
Yeah.
I'd have to look it up.
AC Green is the all-time record holder for most consecutive games played.
How many?
1,192.
Oh, what?
The streak started in November of 86.
Oh.
And lasted until April of 2001. Holy crap.
Wow.
Holy crap. Man,
you're not catching him anytime soon.
November of 86 until April of 2001? He went the entire 90s?
When did it end?
April of 2001.
I mean, he played for the Suns. I'm looking this up. Played for the Suns 93, 94, 95, 96, and then he got traded halfway through that. So that whole time he was with the Phoenix Suns.
Didn't miss a game?
He didn't miss a game.
I mean, I remember, of course, his time with the Suns. I had forgotten all about the streak. Man, that's crazy. 6:30 tip time. You'll hear it here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Well, not that we're into celebrating anniversaries or anything, but 4 years ago today, the Arizona Diamondbacks traded away America's first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt. That trade turns four.
I'll never forget that. I did break that trade story, and you were out that day.
I was.
And Luke was filling in. And Luke had never been with me during like a time like that. So I remember like, okay, I'm like working and and Luke just stopped talking and he looked at me like, you have to talk now. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like, I'm breaking this story, right? Like, I can't talk. So it's just, I'll never forget that. It was just trying to like, you know, because I'm so used to you. You know what happens. Like, if I have to work on a story or something, you just start talking and you don't shut up until it's the commercial break.
I do like to talk. There's no question about that.
Luke wasn't used to that. I'll never forget that.
Around Major League Baseball today, Jacob DeGrom actually happened on Friday, but Jacob DeGrom going to the Rangers, 5 years, $185 million. The big moves today. Yeah, that's a big deal. Justin Verlander to the Mets, 2 years and $86 million for a 39-year-old pitcher.
Yeah, but you know what? I like the 2-year deal instead of the 5-year deal. Like with DeGrom, you got five. He's a great pitcher, but he's coming off an injury. Didn't pitch a lot of innings last year. Verlander came back from his Tommy John and won the damn Cy Young Award.
So 39 years old.
I know. Him and Max Scherzer in the same rotation, though. Him and Max Scherzer together.
You want longevity. How about Trey Turner to the Philadelphia Phillies? Everybody knew he was going there.
That's why the Diamondbacks are not getting Xander Bogaerts. Stop asking be about Bogarts.
I don't think anybody thought it was going to be for 11 years. 11 years.
Yeah, it takes three. 40. They're going to regret that. For 5 years, they're going to regret that.
All of these guys. DeGrom's going to be 39 when his contract expires. Verlander's going to be 41. Trey Turner's going to be 40 when these current contracts expire. It's nuts. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
11 years, $300 million.
He's a great, great player. But that's what those like. That's baseball.
Yeah.
You could do 11-year deals in baseball.
And the reason why you're getting asked, by the way, about Xander Bogaerts again.
Yeah.
John Morosi of the MLB Network tweeted out something, I think, earlier today.
Yeah.
About how he still thinks the Diamondbacks are in it. You say they're not.
They're not. Listen, they did kick the tires. But Bogaerts would have to be willing to play another position besides shortstop because Lawler's right around the corner, which he's not. And the Diamondbacks would have to free up money by trading you-know-who, and nobody wants him. So, like, there's no real... And then if you... Listen, here's why you're not getting Bogaerts.
We're not calling Madison Bumgarner by name. We're just calling him you-know-who now.
You-know-who. You'd have to trade you-know-who. Did you see the contract Trey Turner just got?
Well, I just read it.
Right, I'm saying. Like, that's why the Diamondbacks are not getting Xander Bogaerts.
Here, I just read it.
Because that's what... Look what Trey Turner just got!
Bowl games are all set in college football. The Peach Bowl will be national semifinal number 2 on the day. Number 1, Georgia versus number 4, Ohio State. Semifinal game number 1 will be right here in Glendale. The Fiesta Bowl, number 2, Michigan versus number 3, TCU. Both of those games will be played on New Year's Eve day and night. Those announcements were made over the weekend. Your final 4 teams. So number 1, Georgia versus 4, Ohio State. Number 2, Michigan versus number 3, TCU.
Michigan gets the easy draw. Like, they should be able to beat TCU with their defense, Michigan's defense.
Although the way Georgia is playing, you could argue they got just as easy a draw.
So, Georgia-Michigan in the final?
Seems like we're headed that way.
Write that in.
We'll see if we get any kind of updates. We have a handy-dandy transfer portal tracker at ArizonaSports.com. Oh, it is handy and it is dandy because it just keeps track of everything for you. Lets you know who's in, who's out. We know multiple
players. Am I getting royalties on this?
Well, it's not the handy dandy notebook.
Yeah, no, I
kind of stole it. Like, it's kind of like, you know,
you want
the song.
Royalties from a company that pays you an exorbitant salary.
Yeah, I guess I don't need it. Ladarius Henderson, Omar Norman Lott, Jace Feely, Daniel Nagata, and Anthony Cooper among the Sun Devils who have entered the transfer portal. Speaking of, did you see the crazy stat about the number of kids who entered the transfer portal today?
500?
667 players.
Right. Do you know how many scholarships that are not available? 667.
It's an all-time daily record. The previous high, this is nuts. 270 was the previous high. 667 today.
Come on, man. Forget about it like that. We know that this is terrible for football. This is not good.
You might be right.
Players like...
But it's here to stay.
Okay, like the USC kid who went to Pittsburgh is now in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Like, you were at USC, then you left, you went to Pittsburgh, and now you're gonna see kids playing at 4 different schools over 4 years. Who's gonna be the first guy to play at, like, 5 different schools?
We'll see. Dorian Singer, the Pac-12's leader in receiving yards from U of A, entered the portal, and according to reports, Utah and Arizona State were very quick to offer him. So we'll see where he ends up when it's all said and done.
Utah and Arizona State,
according to the reports.
He's gonna go somewhere where they're gonna give him some money.
Quick to offer Dorian Singer. Around the NFL, Panthers today waived quarterback Baker Mayfield. Finally.
Big story.
See where he lands, because in maybe a related story, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo out for the season after a foot injury.
Could Baker go to San Fran?
Brock Purdy is the starter because Trey Lance is out for the year. Jimmy Garoppolo's out for the year. The Perry High School grad out of Gilbert is now the starter there. He was a former Mr. Irrelevant in the draft last year, last overall player taken.
Did he go to school? Iowa State?
He did. He went to Iowa State, yes, sir.
He might be a better player than Baker Mayfield right now.
Lamar Jackson, week to week with a knee injury that he suffered yesterday in the Ravens' win over the Broncos. And Seattle running back Kenneth Walker sprains his ankle in yesterday's Seahawks win over the Rams, who also announced that Matthew Stafford is probably done for the year.
Seattle needed that win.
Yes, they did.
They had to have that win. They are holding on for a playoff spot. They needed to win that game. That was a big win for them.
Surprisingly, a somewhat big game tonight on Monday Night Football. Record-wise, no. But in terms of the division, Saints-Bucks tonight. An NFC South showdown in which the winner very well win that division.
They should not allow a team from that division to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that way.
That's what they should not allow a team from that division to get
they
in.
They could try it like that. And we'll mention this now, even though it happened on Saturday morning. World Cup. Team USA bounced by the Netherlands by a score of 3-1. I'm very sorry I didn't go to my friend Scott's World Cup watch party.
Didn't Scott know that they weren't going to win? I told everybody, like, they're not going to win. They're not going to beat the Netherlands. They have no chance.
It's like, is he invited?
It's not going to happen.
He invited me, and it's like, I really want to go over to his house just to watch the U.S. lose again.
How many people live in this country?
I have no idea. Off the top of my head.
350? 400 million? The Netherlands has like 15 million people that live there. I'm telling you, the Netherlands has like 15 million people. I don't know how many are in this country.
Eric's working on it. 331.9 million.
331.9, and the Netherlands, I'm going to say 15 million, and they kicked our ass. And, we had some chance. Yeah, there was never a chance. There was never a chance.
17.53 million.
17.5 versus 331 million, and they beat our brains in.